The Mennonite Arts Weekend is coming to Cincinnati the weekend of February 2nd through the 4th at Pleasant Ridge Presbyterian Church. The weekend will feature a Mennonite gallery of visual art, workshops, performances, and presentations sure to delight arts enthusiasts. With me in the studio is Hal Hess to tell us more about this event. Welcome to Around Cincinnati, Hal.
Thank you.
First of all, tell us about the Mennonite community here in Cincinnati.
Well, Cincinnati Mennonite Fellowship numbers about 70 people. We are quite diverse in our professions: sound engineer, lawyers, therapists, social workers, musicians, PNG employees, teachers, editors. We are people who attempt to live daily the teachings of Jesus: peacemaking, reaching out to our neighbors, whether Muslim, Jewish, Hispanic, poor, homeless. We actively are working at feeding the hungry.
This arts weekend started in 1992 and runs every 2 years. This year's event is entitled Seeds of Compassion. How is the theme reflected in the scheduled performances and workshops?
We ask the presenters, who present on Saturday for 75 minutes, to present what they wish. We want to get to know them. So that theme comes out in various ways, depending on who the presenter is. We don't say you must focus your presentation on that theme.
And all of the folks who are coming in to be part of this aren't all from Cincinnati.
We have artists from Boston to Pasadena, Virginia to Northern Ontario. There's the four-time Grammy winner, internationally known cellist Eugene Friesen. Sophia Samatar, a fantasy writer from Virginia, is coming. She's also going to be featured at Joseph Beth Booksellers on Thursday, February 1. 7 o'clock for a book signing. This will be a foretaste of her presentation on Saturday. There's the Theater of the Beat from Stouffville, Ontario, a company that will be performing a full-length play. The title is This Will Lead to Dancing. It's an original play about the LGBT inclusion in the church. We've also commissioned Brenton Good, an artist who is investigating the overlap between modern abstract painting and Mennonite quilt patterns. He will be unveiling that commission during the weekend. We have a young college freshman from Longy School of Music in Boston. She's studying jazz and contemporary music. She's a singer, composer, guitar player. And from Pasadena, Karen Nui works in graphic arts. She's a book and commercial illustrator, as well as a fine art printmaker. Also from California is Paul Buxman, who paints landscapes and vineyards out of the San Joaquin Valley. His paintings, interestingly enough, appear in the California State Senate building in Sacramento, and also in the U.S. Senate in Washington. We have a poet, Becca J.R. Lachman. She's a singer, also a songwriter, author of several poetry collections. What interests people so many times is that we feature quite a bit of Mennonite traditional four-part a cappella singing throughout the weekend. Jim Hikes from Wisconsin is the leader of that this weekend, and you get to participate in it almost every session where there is a gathering of the full group. There will be singing in a congregational style. Jim has also collaborated with Alice Parker on several songbooks: Alice Parker's Hand-Me-Down Songs and Alice Parker's Hand-Me-Down Ballads.
And when do events start on Saturday?
Actually, it begins Friday, 6 o'clock with a registration, and at 7 o'clock Friday night is the opening session, which includes a keynote address, and that's by Sophia Samatar also, short performances and singing. Then on Saturday, each of these artists give 75-minute presentations starting at 9 o'clock, and they run three at a session, so you have to pick and choose which one of these on each of four different hours you would like to hear.
And you also have a community lunch and dinner on that Saturday.
Yes, we do. And your registration fee covers that. The lunch is catered by a Mennonite woman chef, always to raving reviews. And dinner is catered by our local Funkies. And if you're worried about your celiac or gluten-free issues, or if you're vegetarian, not to worry, we have you covered.
And then the weekend ends on Sunday, February 4th, with a morning worship service that's open to the public.
That's right. And we have invited two theologians who are also artists, one a student from Notre Dame University in working on her doctorate, and her husband, who already has a doctorate in theology and music. And it will be a non-traditional service starting 10:15. And the 10:15 time is an opening 15-minute session of congregational singing.
Well, it sounds like a fun weekend of arts. Thanks for sharing this event with our listeners, Hal.
You're very welcome.
I've been speaking with Hal Hess, committee chair for the Mennonite Arts Weekend, February 2nd through the 4th at the Pleasant Ridge Presbyterian Church. You'll find a link to more information, including early bird tickets, on our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Lee Hay.